Darlington District Talking newspaper on Wednesday, the 3rd of December, 2025. Hi, this is Jed Callaghan with the latest edition of your talking newspaper. With me in the studio this week, we have our readers Liz Hayward and David Smith. The news editor is Kate Grogan. The magazine editor is Kieran Grogan. And it's back to Kate for the What's On. No special announcements this week, but just a reminder that on Saturday, the 13th of December, the Darlington Talking newspaper hopes you will join us for our Christmas coffee morning for volunteers and listeners. And that takes place between 10:45 a.m. and 12 noon at Age UK, Bradbury House, Beaumont Street, West Darlington. And free refreshments will be available, so we'd love to see you if you can get along to it. So we'll go straight into your What's On. Thursday, December the 9th at 7 p.m. at the Friaridge Theatre, Yarm. Astronomy Talks, Is There Life on Mars? By Dr. Fred Stevenson. Mars, fourth rock from the Sun, is one of the most intriguing of the planets in our solar system, not to mention one of the closest possible abodes for life out there. We will look at Mars, as revealed by recent space probes, and in particular the rover vehicles, Curiosity and Perseverance, which shows detailed images of the surface of Mars, the like of which we have never seen before. Tickets are £9 for adults and £6 for concessions and available from the box office. Wednesday the 10th of December between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. at 29 Wessel Road, George Stevenson Boulevard, Hardwick in Stockton, Aspens Gardens Christmas Fair. Come along for a fun-filled day with a tombola, brass band, beautiful decorations and plenty of gorgeous gifts to browse. Everyone's welcome. Bring your friends, family and holiday cheer. And that's been arranged by North Star Housing. On Friday the 12th of December at 7:30 p.m. at Herworth Grange, Herworth near Darlington, it's Jingle All the Way. Herworth Concert Band are delighted to be bringing Jingle All the Way, a heartwarming Yuletide concert designed to bring festive cheer to the whole family. Join us for an evening filled with timeless Christmas classics, joyful melodies and magical moments. Tickets are £10, under 16s are free, and they're available on the Herworth Concert Band website. Saturday the 13th of December, between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. in Darlington Town Centre, Ice Sculpture Trail. A total of 14 magical ice sculptures, including well-known characters, including Peppa Pig and SpongeBob SquarePants. Christmas classics and a few surprises will be unveiled, and that's a free event. Also on Saturday the 13th, at 7:30 p.m. at Bishop Auckland Town Hall, Jez Law's Winter Wanderings. Award-winning songwriter and BBC Radio 4 presenter Jez Law returns with his toe-tapping folk music quartet, The Bad Pennies, for a night of good-humoured seasonal music and stories from North East England. Tickets are £17, concessions are £15, and they're available at the box office. On Sunday the 14th of December at 2 p.m, Holy Trinity Church, Woodland Road in Darlington, Light Up a Life in aid of St. Teresa's Hospice. Every year we take part in the National Light Up a Life Appeal, offering you the opportunity to dedicate a light to someone special to you in return for a donation to the hospice. And just your regular reminder before we go to the news, sunset in the Darlington area is now about 3:45 p.m. at the time of recording. So that's the time to bear in mind for putting on lights and closing curtains. So now we go to the news, which comes to you as ever, with kind permission of North of England Newspapers. You're listening to the Darlington District Talking Newspaper. And your news headlines for this first week in December. Milk thefts forced dairy to stop deliveries in parts of Darlington. A new STEM centre will be built in Darlington. Concerns over flags leaving Darlington families in fear. And Wyvern Academy to get new security fences.
This is Liz Haywood reading your news. Milk thefts forced dairy to stop deliveries in parts of Darlington. A family-run dairy farm has been left disheartened and demoralised after a surge of brazen milk bottle thefts forced it to ditch doorstep deliveries in parts of Darlington. Acorn Dairy, near Darlington, supplies fresh milk to just under 1,000 homes, but says shameless thieves are snatching bottles early doors, leaving the business fed up. Owner Caroline Bell said she is concerned about the incidents and says the thefts are tarnishing the town's reputation. "It should be safe to have a product on your doorstep," said Miss Bell. "We deliver at 3 a.m. and we can't afford to deliver everybody's milk at 6 to stop it from being stolen. The customers can tolerate having it stolen 2 or 3 times, but we do need the police to sort out the issue because it does affect the overall impression of Darlington." The dairy has now withdrawn deliveries from several streets where thefts have become routine. "There are some properties we just cannot deliver to because we know it won't be there in the morning. We just have to tell them we can't supply them. It's become unviable in some areas. It's sad we can't offer our doorstep service across the whole of Darlington anymore. It's just demoralising and everyone is disheartened that it keeps happening." The issue has been raised repeatedly at PACT, that's Police and Communities Together, meetings. At Iskern Park meeting on September the 24th, one resident said, "I've got a few things on my ring camera with youths in balaclavas early in the morning. They're creeping around in the area and it's not nice. I think it's the milk thieves. The milk van comes around and they just pinch them from the doorstep." At another meeting on November 19th, a resident described seeing the culprits smashing bottles on the street. She said, "I saw 2 young lads throwing milk into driveways. I saw they smashed the glass bottles on the street as well. I could maybe understand if they were stealing it to drink it, but they're just smashing it up. They need catching." Police at both meetings urged residents to report every incident. Alyssa Maxwell, Police Community Support Officer, that's PCSO, for the Skern Park area, warned that low reporting levels are hampering efforts to catch the offenders. "There have been issues where that has been happening. But the problem is people around here aren't reporting it," she said. "We have people saying their milk is being nicked, but unless you have any confirmation, we can't do anything. They think they haven't been caught out because nobody is reporting it. So that needs to happen so we can do something about it." One resident at the November meeting said that they had already noticed increased police patrols in the early hours following early complaints.
Hello everyone, this is David Smith. A new STEM centre will be built in Darlington after the Chancellor announced £16 million of funding in the autumn budget. Rachel Reeves promised funding for what was described as a cutting-edge teaching and learning hub for science, technology, engineering and maths, STEM, at the town's science park. Building is expected to begin in the next 5 to 8 months. Darlington's science park is part of the town's Central Park development, which houses Teesside University, Darlington College, the National Horizons Centre, the National Biologics Manufacturing Centre, and the Centre for Process Innovation. Budget documents said the project could support clear pathways from school so young people can access high-value careers in science, technology, engineering and maths. Lola McEnvoy, MP for Darlington, said, "This cutting-edge government-funded STEM centre will make sure all of us can train and upskill in the sectors of the future, so we can benefit from the world-leading industrial excellence on our doorstep. I campaigned on delivering new green-skilled jobs for local people, and this STEM centre will future-proof Darlington's reputation as the place where great ideas become world-changing industries. We have no limit on our ambition, but for too long the opportunities have been too few. This Labour government is committed to delivering the workforce industry needs, and the Chancellor knows that Darlington will provide the talent. Full STEM ahead." This project is also receiving £5 million from the government's Pride in Place Fund. Chancellor Rachel Reeves said, "We're delivering for Darlington with £16 million for the STEM Centre of Excellence, creating opportunity for young people and clear routes from school into good jobs with decent pay. This investment will create pathways into careers in science, technology, engineering and mathematics for everyone, not just those who can afford expensive degrees." Darling worked hard for this funding and won it, as the government backs local communities with real investment that delivers tangible results, jobs, skills and opportunities for working families. Councillor Steve Harker, Darlington Council Leader, added, "This is fantastic news. I'm really pleased to see our Labour Chancellor investing in Darlington. The STEM Centre will enable us to support more young people in gaining the skills they need to become the engineers, scientists of the future, giving them access to high-skilled and well-paid jobs, and it's giving local industries the confidence that there will be a suitably qualified people to fill future vacancies, allowing local businesses to grow. It's a win-win."
Concerns over flags leaving Darlington families in fear. This issue came to light at a recent PACT meeting when a resident said flags were engulfing the town and making people from different nationalities feel scared. It follows a surge of St George's Cross flags and Union Jacks being put up on lampposts in the town over summer, which left residents divided. Darlington Borough Council said everyone in the town should feel safe and respected, and that if people feel threatened or intimidated, they should report it to police. The resident, who was speaking at the Blackwell Colleges and Hammersknott PACT meeting on November the 26th, argued, "They are engulfing the town. People are scared. Families of three different nationalities live in my street, and I have been trying to reassure them they are not in danger. The families are hard-working people. A handful of people are deciding to put flags up and impose them on communities who don't want them. If any are put up in my street, I would take them down. I don't want them." Flags first started cropping up in the town earlier this summer. While some support the flags as a sign of pride and patriotism, others believe they are part of the online movement Operation Raise the Colours, which has been backed by far-right figures. Local leaders previously came out to publicly condemn people using the movement as a way to cause criminal damage to buildings, cars and roundabouts. Back in September, concerns were raised about the flags over fears that they could fall into the road and become a hazard for drivers. It was also confirmed in September the issue of flag raising had been passed on to Darlington Borough Council by Durham Police. Police Community Support Officer, PCSO Rebecca Heseltine, told the meeting that police have been told not to get involved unless the flags are causing damage or danger to the highway. In response to the concerns raised at the meeting, a Darlington Borough Council spokesperson said, "We understand that some residents may feel concerned about flags being displayed. Our message is clear. Everyone in Darlington should feel safe and respected. Displaying flags on lampposts is against highways legislation. If people feel threatened or intimidated, we encourage them to report this to the police so it can be addressed appropriately." Another issue regarding flags was also brought up at the meeting over council workers reportedly being threatened while working on lampposts. One resident said, "Council workers are being threatened when they are changing street lights which have a flag on them." In response, the council said, "We take the safety of our staff very seriously. Any threats or aggression towards staff are unacceptable, and such incidents will be reported to the police."
Wyvern Academy to get new security fences after break-ins. Wyvern Academy is set to put up 63 metres of 2.4 metre high anti-climb mesh fencing following a string of trespassing incidents and break-ins. Durham Police confirmed there had been 8 incidents reported by the Eccleston View Secondary School this year alone. In February, youths clambered onto the school roof and damaged a wooden board. And later that month, one person launched a large rock at a window and smashed it. In March, 2 youths reportedly broke in, graffitied on the walls and urinated on the school site. In another 2 incidents that same month, a gang broke the locks on a door and damaged roof cladding after climbing on the top of the school building. In July, 3 people were spotted kicking a football at the walls and windows, and in September, 2 others entered school grounds and damaged a car wing mirror. In August, youths again climbed onto the roof and damaged a light. New fencing, which includes 9.2 metres of gates, will be placed along the north and west boundaries of the school. A form submitted to Darlington Borough Council said, "The project is to enhance the security for Wyvern Academy due to recent trespassing, breaking and entering issues." No objections were raised by the public or the highways engineer during the consultation process. Planning permission, which was granted on November the 24th, said the development must start within 3 years. Consilium Academies has been contacted for comment but did not respond in time for publication.